This is a Wear More Blogcast, Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness. I'm John Miller. Today, fake pandemic, vaccine fraud, and tyranny. Quote, if tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting an imaginary foreign enemy. From James Madison, former President of the United States of America. What we're dealing with in our current circumstance is not a pandemic. The survival rates of those infected with CV-19 from 0 to 19 years of age, 99.997%, from 20 to 49 years of age, 99.98%, from 50 to 69, 99.5%, and those over 70, 94.6%. Almost everyone survives. This is not a pandemic. The developer of the PCR test, Kerry Mullis, has clearly stated, quantitative PCR is an oxymoron. PCR is intended to identify substances qualitatively, but by its very nature it is unsuited for estimating numbers. Although there is a common misimpression that the viral load tests actually count the number of viruses in the blood, these tests cannot detect free infectious viruses at all. They can only detect proteins that are believed in some cases wrongly to be unique to HIV. The tests can detect genomic sequences of viruses, but not viruses themselves. The PCR is not a test. It does not establish any infection by a virus. Further, the gene sequence tested for in CV-19 testing is the same as part of our own DNA, chromosome 8. We are the virus the tyrannical powers want to eliminate. Here's another quote. In all of the history of respiratory-borne viruses of any type, asymptomatic has never been the driver of outbreaks. The driver of outbreaks is always a symptomatic person. Even if there's a rare asymptomatic person that might transmit, an epidemic is not driven by asymptomatic carriers. And that's from Dr. Anthony Fauci, Coronavirus Task Force. So why are we walking around with masks and socially distancing and so forth if there's no pandemic and asymptomatic transmission is extremely rare? Well, it's all about vaccine fraud. Vaccination is based on an unproven theory of germ infection promoted for more than a century by the chemical pharmaceutical industry and the powers behind it, such as the Rockefeller Foundation. It has been propagandized through the controlled media, which receives much of its revenue from pharmaceuticals and the pharma-dominated medical industry, and by the medical schools, also brainwashed. Disease is really due to an unhealthy terrain in the body due to toxins, insufficient nutrition, stress, and inactivity. The elite powers of the world want full control of humanity and to depopulate about 90% of us. They have undermined us with incorrect information and ever more sophisticated health-diminishing public poisons. Visit publicpoisons.com for more details of these, but many of these poisons present in many vaccines, other meds, water, food, and air, such as fluoride, mercury, aluminum, glyphosate, aspartame, and many more, were infiltrated into our lives for reducing intelligence in conjunction with the hypnotic distraction and propagandizing of acceptance of their scripted narratives. By the way, avoid flying now that they are fumigating the planes after every flight with highly toxic chemicals intended for very infrequent use. Many people are sick now after air travel. But we're talking here about tyranny, completely unnatural vaccines, flu shots, and other meds deliver poisons to induce cognitive decline, impair the immune system, and set up health problems, especially cancer and dementia. This medical tyranny is a key part of undermining the populace for the gradual implementation of full-spectrum tyranny, while earning fraudulent profits in the process. Now, with advanced technology such as nanobots and genetic manipulation, vaccines are being designed to permanently change our DNA, to transform us into biological robots. Xenotransplantation is using viral markers for permanent marking of all cells and their offspring with a gene from another species. Gene insertion can lead to turning genes on or off with RNA. RNA, a single-strand nucleic acid, codes and decodes, initiates and regulates expression of genes. A live virus with a replicating vector can prime and enlist the immune system, targeting mucosal cells. Active virus vaccines can make permanent changes, while inactive ones may have only temporary effect. The latter are considered safer for those who are immune compromised, but that is most often from previous active vaccines. Lipid nanoparticles, LNP, are another genetic modifying agent in some of today's transhuman vaccines. Nanobots are microscopic, non-viral, manufactured, programmable, tiny digital chips, sometimes called smart dust. The radiation from cell phones, computers, and other electronic devices, and from the communications infrastructure, are additionally harmful. Further, frequencies can be used to deliver programming to the nanobots, guiding them to monitor biological activities or the actions of medicines, to activate processes, and even to self-assemble and construct devices inside the body. Electromagnetic stimulation makes cell membranes more permeable, allowing entry of nanobots, metals, chemical and biological agents to make these changes. Plasmids may be involved as well, independently replicating extra chromosomal DNA molecules distinct from the DNA that carries chromosomes that can affect biological changes. Other technologies that contribute to the process of using vaccination to change our DNA include electroporation, microinjection, gene guns, and mRNA, a precision nanosystem. Jean Froissart, who lived from 1337 to 1405, made this observation centuries ago. Doctors need three qualifications: to be able to lie and not get caught, to pretend to be honest, and to cause death without feeling guilt. Perhaps this was an overgeneralization, but today even honest doctors are controlled by the medical establishment unless they are smart enough to recognize the fraud and independent enough to express the truth. For more information, there's a number of links at the end of this blog post at awaremore.com. Key knowledge, detoxification, a natural lifestyle, and protection from EMF fields are crucial for better health. Superfoods like Northern Edge, organic milled flaxseed, delicious greens with 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, flower pollen extract, and herbs are very important to be added to the diet. They provide minerals and phytonutrient compounds that strengthen and maintain health. You can also increase your oxygen level with vitamin O and other helpers. Aware More Blogcast is presented by ReallyWell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and SurviveTheChanges.com to learn more about the many challenges we are facing, with archives of the program at AwareMore.com. Look into our Natural Health Wellness Learning Module and other Holistic Reality Learning Modules at either ReallyWell.com or SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Thanks for listening to Be Aware More. Have a good day.